Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Men in Blazers ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Get in on all the sports action and your chance to win up to 100 times your cash with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today. Use code MIB for a first deposit match up to $100. This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalogue. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. I'm currently listening to The Secret Hours by Mick Herron. That's the standalone prequel to the majestic Slow Horses television series. I can't stop listening. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/courage or text courage to 500 500. That's audible.com/courage or text courage to 500 500. You're listening to the Men in Blazers Media Network. Suboptimal Radio.
The mentality monsters were in town. Mentalitare monstruosos, something like that.
It's Rog. It's Friday, and we have made it to the end of a truly dark, chaotic, largely awful, awful week. But one in which the Champions League wonder midweek was a small ray of light. What did we live through together? Watching Manchester City, those footballing Tracy flicks come a crop at the very, very, very last. It was a stunning collective experience for nearly an hour and a half. Nothing much happened. And then with 89 minutes, 40 seconds of the semi-final second leg on the clock, City cruising two goals up on the cusp of their Shangri-La. Well, this happened.
Rodrigo, Nacho, Camavinga, coaxed up towards Benzema, and smuggled in, and Real Madrid do stay alive! Rodrigo, and those in pure white, have whatever is added on to save their lives.
And there's really only one word to use for such a thing, and it's this. Well, straight out of Pep.
Incredible.
Yes, Pep, watching City, this City, concede twice in 127 seconds was, well, it was life-affirming in many ways. That is football. That is why we watch. Anything can happen, played out live, without a safety net, with the entire world watching. And those of us who paid witness, we will never forget where we were or whom we were with as it all went down. I was live on Twitch with John Green and a couple of thousand of GFOPs. And well, it was humanly magnificent.
I think the genius of Pep Guardiola is now revealed. Why is he wearing that stupid... Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Carlo, come back to Everton! Yes, we're sorry, we didn't mean to piss you off.
Oh, my...
That won't be happening.
God,
this is why he wore the black top, because of the sweat pits. Oh. His whole top is a ball of Pep sweat.
By the way, follow us on Twitch because we will be back for the final. And we'll talk more City in this show and the knock-on effects, if there are to be any, of such a devastating trauma. And Liverpool, God bless them. Tottenham, Godspeed. Arsenal, a wee bit of relegation mumbling too. Okay, Rangers fans, you must have an incredible hangover this morning. God bless you and Europa magic. You deserve this. You deserve this. Sting me up.
WGFOP. Love.
That was Stephen Thorne's WGFOP Euro Anthem, a tribute to the great Champions League anthem, which will not let us forget how good that competition is. And you're listening to the Lesser WGFOP Weekend Preview, the show where you call in your Champions League questions and I give you Conference League answers. Leave us a message, 646-450-9472. And it can be your voice, your question, that I am half answering. You know what feels even better than correctly predicting the outcome of a football game? Winning up to 100 times your cash while doing it. Cash in with your soccer knowledge on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, an enormous selection of players and stat types. That's what makes Prize Picks America's number one fantasy sports app. We love easy gameplay here at Men in Blazers. Just love it. Easy gameplay. Prize Picks offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments of the sports season. Look, for Everton fans, it's not been the easiest campaign, although it hasn't been the worst either yet. But one way to make those Sean Dyche-induced draws more exciting, Prize Picks. Love smashing more on Jordan Pickford saves, less on Michael Keane passes completed, and much, much less on Beto goal contributions. Oh, it allows me to feel good about feeling bad. Download the app today and use code MIB for a first deposit match up to $100. That's promo code MIB. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. It's Rog here to tell you about a product that I simply adore. It's been a long time staple in the Bennett refrigerator, Stoke Cold Brew Coffee. Always bold, always smooth. Yes, that is the very same Stoke as in the mighty Wrexham Fortress, known as the Stoke Kairas or the Stoke Racecourse, Wrexham AFC's home. They support it. They support football, which is just one great reason to love this coffee. It is my go-to enjoy during the football calendar, essentially the opposite of Everton. And you can check out their full lineup of 48 ounce cold brew products, something for everybody, from light to dark roast to seasonal favorites, in a refrigerated multi-serve format. I tell you this as someone whose blood type is now officially Stoke Espresso Blend. Have the coffee house experience in the comfort of your own home and do it now. Stoke Cold Brew Coffee, and be sure to follow Wrexham AFC. Big love to all at Stoke. Courage. And before we begin, one quick note for Men in Blazers World HQ. We are so bloody proud this week, unbelievably proud to debut The Women's Game, a new podcast we have created in partnership with Paramount Plus. It's designed this series to celebrate the human wonder and glory that is women's football. One of the joys of the last decade for me, watching it surge. Not just here through NWSL, but around the world. And this podcast will be dedicated to it all, teasing out the big storylines of women's soccer on a weekly basis. And we kicked off in phenomenal style with two guest hosts, two US women's national team heroes, from Gotham FC, Midge Purse, and from the Portland Thorns, the people's captain, Becky Sauerbrunn, Vibes FC. They're as good at broadcasting as they are at football. Please share this podcast far and wide. Rate it, subscribe it, review it. Helps more than you know. And here's a taste. Midge Purse talking about what emotions she experienced while looking at 22,000 Angel City fans reveling in their team's first ever game last week.
To me, it was the Kardashian premiere on Hulu, but make it sports. If you market something really well, people will want to go see it. I thought they did an absolutely brilliant job. But I also think, Becky, let's be very honest. After those moments of pride, what we truly felt was, I cannot wait to kill them at home.
Oh, Midge. Godspeed. Question me up, producer Jonah.
Hi, Raj. This is Patricia from New York City, and I'm a Man City supporter. The Champions League loss was inexplicable and devastating, but I found some solace in a quote from the great Kristen Dombeck, whose essays contain so much wisdom. I wanted to send this quote to all Man City supporters with lots of love. The tragic reversal makes you ache to turn back the clock. On the other hand, the tragic reversal is already a time machine. It throws you into the past to see everything again, but differently. Makes you pose questions you can never answer. We go again next season. Courage.
Oh, Patricia, big love to you. We got hundreds of questions from Manchester City fans, but I adored yours because this gave me a rare moment that you, a Manchester City fan, would seek solace in defeat for me, an Everton fan. But I also love, wow, Kristin Dombeck coming in for the big dubs there. I hope her language helps you heal quickly because, my Lord, no rest in football. City return to action this weekend, Sunday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on USA. And they face Newcastle in the game fans in England are calling El Gasico. Abu Dhabi versus Saudi Arabia. Sorry, Piff Arabia, clad in the guise of English football. What a time to be alive. Tune in, really, to see how mentally and physically wrecked City are after that shock money heist in Madrid. Real Madrid, that alchemic team of moments, emerge once more unscathed from the wreckage that burned around them. A team who've been outplayed by Paris Saint-Germain and Chelsea in previous rounds, only to catch the bullet in their bloody teeth and spit it out with contempt and laughter. How can you explain all of this? I honestly don't know. They do say, if you don't know history, you are doomed to repeat it. But it does seem, watching that game in football at the Bernabeu, if you do know history, and Real Madrid's history is the story of one valiant comeback after another, then all you can do is live it out in agony, over and over and over. El Dia de la Manmota, screamed the Spanish paper Mundo Deportivo, Groundhog Day. And watching it, I ache for that man in black, Pep, that footballing Moses, an epic leader who will be talked about until the end of time, but for whom the promised land can never be entered. His agony reinforced by the knowledge that City had chance after chance after chance to kill the tie but missed them all. Mahrez and Foden in the first leg, Grealish twice in the second. And this weekend we'll see just how profound this agony is. We'll see just the extent to which it will impact the rest of the title race. And as Herman Melville wrote about Pep, I believe, towards thee I roll, thou all-destroying but unconquering whale. To the last I grapple with thee. From hell's heart I stab at thee. For hate's sake I spit my last breath at thee. Sink all coffins and all hearses to one common pool. And since neither can be mine, let me then tow to pieces while still chasing thee, though tied to thee, thou damned whale. Thus I give up the spear. Pep will never give up the spear, that damn whale. The Champions League will always be chased. And I've got to be honest, I worry for City. Listen to Pep this morning talk about how he's rallying his traumatised troops.
You know these players really, really well. What have you said to them in the last couple of days to encourage them, I guess, to put that behind them? What have you said to them?
Nothing. We didn't speak.
You said nothing at all to them?
No. No words can help to feel what all of us we can feel. So it's just a question of time. Try to sleep as best as possible and think the new target. So tomorrow will be the first day we will be together, and of course we're going to talk who we are as a team, what we have done in this semi-final Champions League, how good we have been, not just in these two games, in the whole season, and try to do next last week.
Hard to listen to. Next question.
This is Jake from Denver, Colorado. Unfortunately, a City supporter. Just wanted to call and say, you know, I missed the first 75% of the game. I was in a job interview for my dream job. Feel pretty good about it. I come out, turn on the TV in the 83rd minute, and now I feel like everything is meaningless. It just sucks, not only that City lost, but that Liverpool is going to the final. I don't care about anything. I don't care about this job. And if Liverpool win the league, I just may never watch soccer again.
Oh, Jake from Denver, Colorado, that's the spirit. Yes, let City semi-final self-immolation undo all you've worked so hard to build up in your own life. Yes, don't mistake Jurgen Klopp as once having said, football is the most important, least important thing. Internalise it that he said football's the most important thing. You know, no, come on. Come on, Jake from Denver. I interviewed Fatboy Slim yesterday. What a charming, sophisticated bloke he is. I loved chatting with him. Huge Brighton fan. He actually owns a piece of the team. And that conversation was a reminder to me, a real meditation on the joy of losing, of not winning. And ultimately, I can't wait for you to hear this interview, Jake, because I think you need it. Football, its beauty, is about feeling things. Good and bad, glorious and abject, but all of them quite safely. So we emerge as we began. So Jake, win that job. Make the most of it. Make sure you're allowed to watch games in the afternoon hidden behind Excel spreadsheets. But soar, Jake, soar. Even a City momentarily flounder. We can do this, Jake. We can do this, City fans. Says the Evertonian. Next question.
Hello, Raj. It's Hanson from Wilmington, Manchester City. And I'm just wondering, is this how you feel all the time? Because if so, I'm sorry. Have a good day.
Hanson, you beauty. You know, my dad Ivor, Judge Ivor to GFOPs, he prefers to call Everton, when they do lose, he prefers to call it not winning. We didn't win this weekend, son. It was a shame. After we got battered by somebody. Not winners is what he calls us every single season. And as we travel to this weekend, Europa Conference non-winners, Leicester City, Sunday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on USA. The brutal statistic is that we've been very good at not winning on the road. We have not won on the road since August 28th, 2021. And when Leicester City not win, it's mostly because corners and set pieces against them are almost like penalties. So I'm praying for a big day for Big Gerald. Honestly, Hampton, when I feel down this season, I re-listen to Martin Tyler having an orgasm.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business. If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know.
Next question.
Raj, this is Robert from Prescott, Arizona. I support Tottenham and Liverpool in that order. And I'm just asking for your objective opinion. Do you think it's better the Spurs make the Champions League, keep Antonio Conte, keep Harry Kane in because they make the Champions League? Or do you think it's better that Liverpool get the quadruple by beating the Spurs this weekend? What would be better objective for a neutral observer? Which you're not a neutral, but you know what I mean. Kirch.
Roberto from Prescott, Arizona. Some weekend upcoming in your home. Your two sides warring against each other. Heart and head at loggerheads. Saturday, 2:45 p.m. Eastern Time, USA. Tottenham and Liverpool will face off in the middle of my Mother's Day lunch. I'll say no more about that. What I will talk about is both teams have to win to ratchet up the pressure on a rival yet to play that weekend. Spurs have to be within touching distance of Arsenal for Thursday's epic seismic North London derby if that's to remain meaningful. And Antonio Conte has dropped mixed messages ahead of the game. First this one to Dan Levy.
I repeat, we are finishing this season with only 15 players. And I think that in this moment it's not convenient for them to give them a list because that is... it would be very, very, very big. Understand?
When I listen to Conte, all I can say is if Tottenham attack Liverpool with half of the energy Antonio attacks Dan Levy in public, they might just get something out of this. The Italian cool menthol cigarette in human form did actually talk up his side's chances and said he believes the Spurs play better against teams who attack them.
For sure. When you play with a team that like to play face to face, maybe it's better. Instead, we find team very, very deep and not so much space, you know, to exploit.
And I am going to tune in, but I can't see anything but a Liverpool win. I have never seen a team crush so many deliriously happy moments into an 8-week spell for their fans as this Liverpool. Big games, big moments, big days out for their supporters. Memory after memory being banked, full-throated joy, new songs composed along the way. Jürgen said to me, you know, we'll win the Premier League. Oh. That was actually the Cops singing their new Jurgen Klopp song. And in the middle, Bobby Firmino only goes and bloody scores. So the quadruple, I have no words for that. We've talked about it as if it was a theoretical thing, like the possibility of life on other planets. But my God, it feels like it is becoming realer and realer game on game. And I do, as I've said, worry about Manchester City this weekend. If Liverpool win the quadruple, I worry for me because they are going to be unbearable. I actually couldn't believe it when Carlo Ancelotti, during the smoking of his post-coital cigarette after slaying Manchester City, went and said this.
Contra Liverpool, he vivido in Liverpool dos años. Para mí es como un derby porque yo sigo siendo un Evertonian.
I lived in Liverpool for 2 years and it's still like a derby for me. Because I'm still an Evertonian. Carlo, what are you doing? What are you doing? First of all, Carlo, you left us. You ditched us. Dad, you went for a pint of milk and never came back. Second of all, have you looked at Everton's record in derbies? When I heard that, I was like, Champions League final. It's not a matter if Liverpool are going to win now. It's just a question of how many goals they'll score in doing so. Next question.
Hi, Raj. This is Colin. I'm from Ypsilanti, Michigan. I support Arsenal in the Premier League, but more recently, Seattle Sounders in MLS, and the Sounders just won the CONCACAF Champions League.
Woo!
Which brings the question... Stefan Fry, the goalkeeper, had a great game, and he is a U.S. citizen. And seeing that our U.S. goalkeepers, our favorite U.S. goalkeepers, Zach Steffen and Matt Turner, are backups for their respective Premier League teams, should Stefan Fry get a look in on the national team? He's done pretty good for MLS, so what do you think?
Colin, oh, what a week you've had. What a bloody week you've had. Well played, well played. Your Sounders will play in the Club World Cup, possibly against Liverpool Football Club, which will be a true thing of wonder, watching an MLS team play a semi-competitive game against a true world superpower. Honestly, great for the profile of the game in this nation. And you know, Colin, how much I love Stefan Fry. You know, I love that man so much that Stefan and I even painted each other during lockdown. Google it. All I can tell you is his portrait of me was so much better than mine of him. And I think Stefan is fantastic off the field. I think he's fantastic on the field. And as a new citizen myself, I've never understood why he has not gotten so much as a sniff. I root for Stefan Fry so bloody much. There is so much in life I don't understand though. And in terms of Matt Turner, you got to know, I also love that gent and his Arsenal. I love the story that he's just poised to play for the team that he supported as a teenage fan in the Premier League. That makes me so happy. And a massive game for Matt Turner's Arsenal this Sunday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Peacock. They host Leeds. And we will see if Mikel Arteta can mark the signing of a new 3-year contract extension by leading his young team to a fourth straight win in, as Flight of the Conchords would say, business time. They're Eddie Nketiah's team now. By the way, Godspeed to Jesse Marsh. I will say this, having the Americans team be the pretty much the single one who could replace Everton going through the moon door of relegation is perhaps the greatest footballing Sophie's Choice I've ever grappled with. And while we're talking about Arsenal, Godspeed to their women's team who are chasing Chelsea on the last day of the Women's Super League. Both teams kick off 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. I believe Chelsea are even on live on CNBC. And if Arsenal do not better Chelsea's result, then Emma Hayes, the remarkable Emma Hayes, her team will raise an incredible third straight title. Arsenal men, not too shabby either. They are neck and neck down the stretch with Spurs. And I had the joy last week to spend some time with that ball of joy in football boots, Son Heung-min, as well as Manchester rapper and massive Manchester United fan H. I adore that bloke. Come for Sonny talking about his partnership with Harry Kane. Stay for me letting H know that it's coming home. Actually refers to New York City. That Men in Blazers show debuts on Peacock this Sunday. It's proper magic. I'm going to leave you with a burst of Sonny explaining to me the reasoning behind his signature finger camera goal celebration, which I love, and what it represents to him about savoring life's happy moments. We'll be back on Monday. I will say Tuesday, we have our first live show in New York City at the Skirball Centre. There's a couple of tickets left via our website, but I do know there are so many GFOPs travelling in for this from all around the nation. If you are coming in, travel safe. No, we can't wait to see you. Oh, and wrap you in our arms with huge, huge love. This is Rog saying courage. And here's Sonny. Sonny, one of the most joyous sights in the Premier League is watching you celebrate after scoring, raising your fingers to your eye, taking a photograph of that feeling. Can you describe why you do what you do, but also the emotions you experience in that moment?
It's always something that I don't want to forget because, I mean, could be my last goal ever, you know, because I want to always scoring goals, but scoring goals is always hard. I need somebody help for the goal because without the teammates, without the supporters, I think it's always difficult to scoring goals. So it's always something special feeling. That's why I want to capture this moment for my life. When I retire, I want to look back, you know, look, this picture I have in my heart, in my mind, that's why I started for. So, I mean, this emotional is just really happy. Just like positive, one of the things that I would never forget.
Hey Prime members, you can listen to Men in Blazers ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Okay, so if you had a time machine, how far in time would you need to go back to be a dominant basketball player of that era?
I need to go to when Bob Cousy was playing.
Back
I
would, in the plumber
27
days?
27-year-old Shea would give Bob Cousy the f***ing business. He's not guarding me.
Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies. Woo! And it's the best.
Each week, Shay and I are combing through all of the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling ones, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Six Trophies ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.